Hi. So we are here today to present you the Cycle OSM project, which aims at providing a bicycle-oriented render for each and every cyclist, no matter the kind of practice, whether it's mountain biking in the city or whether you are like a sports guy. So I'm Lucas Vernet, known as Fix on OSM and online. I'm working on this with Florimond.
Hello. Hello, yes, thank you. Yes, so I'm Florimond. We are both Parisian, and we're both cyclists in everyday life. We do also tourism on with bicycles and sports. And I'm contributing to OpenStreetMap since I cycled in Paris, so since 2 years only.
First of all, why do we need a bicycle map, and why is it different than regular map? So most map, let's look at this business map on the left, are made with motor vehicles in mind. So they show the main roads, and they're designed with like a real car approach. Whether a cyclist actually wants a safe and comfortable way, and is mostly okay for a small detour in order to safer or more comfortable routes. Need it in different situations, be it for everyday life in the city, or for sports, or outside of the city for touring or mountain bike. So we are aware of a few existing render. So the most known one is probably OpenCycleMap, which is featured on osm.org. There are also local approaches we are aware of, which were run by associations, but only on a local scale. And this is an interesting subject because OpenStreetMap is a reference data source for bicycle. So especially we are coming from Paris, and there is a lot of activity, be it from collectivities or associations, to complete the map. So it's in our place, it's probably one of the reference data source. So why would we need another one? So first of all, some of the previous approaches have a local scale, so they are built in with a lot of implicit knowledge on the situation, on the specific city they are in, or the specific area, and for a specific kind of cyclist as well, for instance, urban commuters. They also rely on technologies which is like overpass queries and leaflet layers and so on. So it's not widely usable on any kind of device. And so the only one we know which is fitted for the full planet and fulfills the requirements of having tiles and being reusable and so on is OpenCycleMap. Sadly, it's not a free software, so contribution is difficult. And there are some known issues and like really contributes because it's not free software. So for instance, the shared bus lanes and the counterflow lanes, which are very common in some places, are not rendered. And also it targets the general public with an easy to read key, but the key can be quite confusing for newcomers. For instance, tracks are shown as dotted instead of solid. So we aim at having a render for each and every cyclist in any situation, be it in urban area where we will focus on the main POIs and the infrastructure interesting for commuting or going to do shopping and seeing friends and whatever. In rural area, we target as well like tourism, so we have the cycle routes and all the emergency points of interest and the tourism points of interest. And it's also, we envision it as a tool as well for the mappers and the associations to have an overview of the cycle infrastructure, with new elements rendered to help map the cycle infrastructure. So here are a few snapshots. So this is a urban area in Paris. This is how it renders. And this is an example in a rural area in France, but we will detail it now.
So one of the biggest challenge we had to do that map is that we have many features that we wanted to render on that map. And here's a list of the features and data we use in OpenStreetMap. And so first is, of course, the type and then importance of different highway we have. The cycle infrastructure, which is the track, the lane, and the shared bus lanes. Whether it is one way or not on the road, and whether it is one way for bicycle or not. The surface quality of the road, because we decided there is actually, when you ride a bike, a road bike, you don't want to go on a gravel track, for instance. So we use a track type, the surface and smoothness tags for that. We wanted to show how many traffic there is on different roads. So for that, we had not much data. So we use a road hierarchy and the speed limits. For declivity and relief, we use SRTM data that came from a NASA mission. For the type of traffic allowed, we use the highway tag with pedestrian and living streets, of course, and also we use the access tag. And the last things to render was the cycling routes. So now, yes, next. Comment on fait? Okay, so the first thing we use for the render is to use the color. So we decided that blue means bike, it's bike friendly. So for instance, a cycleway will render in a full blue, as you can see. End of no. Ah, thank you. Thank you. So, it's going to be difficult. So there is a circle right here just across the screen, as you can see. And the green is for pedestrian. So there is a footway in the park in the top left corner of the image. Lots of footways that are rendered green. And when you have mixed traffic between bicycle and pedestrian, we render that in a cyan colors. As you maybe you can see some paths in the wood and the lower part of the image. Next. We use also the colors for the traffic, the quantity of the traffic, because we can say that a road with not much of traffic is bicycle friendly and pedestrian friendly. So we decided that when a road have a max speed of 30 kilometers, we render it in light blue. When it is 20 kilometers, like in a living street in France, we render them in light blue, green, cyan color. And when it is for a walk speed under 10 kilometers, we render them in more green, cyan colors. For the access of a road, when a road is have the tag motor vehicle equal no, it means there's no vehicle in it, so it's very bicycle and very pedestrian friendly. So we render them in that green cyan color. And we render also the barriers with small icons, as you can see on the right image. Another big important feature of the map is the quality. The quality of the cycleway and the quality of the surface. We decided to use three kind of line a solid line when the, there is the best quality, and dashed line was when the quality go down. So solid line means a good cycleway, a cycle track, sorry. Normal dashed line is a cycle lane, as you can see on the certificate. Yeah, thank you. Yeah, and when the dashed line is spaced, there is a bus lane on the other side of the road. Here, yeah, and we do the same thing for surfaces. So when the road is in a good surface, so like asphalt, we just use a solid color, as you see. And but when the road have a bad surface, but not as bad, we split the quality of surface in three kind of surface. Surface that's okay for road bike, like asphalt. Surface that's okay for trekking or gravel bike, like fine gravel. And surface that's okay for mountain bike, like a ground. There is an example here of just a dashed line, a medium surface in the street. Yes, just there. We draw the street with a few dashed. Okay. So type and importance of highway. The first thing we do is that motorway are not drawn, they are drawn but not highlighted. They're just drawn in gray. Main roads are drawn, of course, but not, they are not very bigger than tertiary road or unclassified road, for instance. And of course, we draw the living street and the pedestrian street with little wider borders. Next. Direction of traffic is made with simple arrows. Gray arrow for vehicles, blue arrows for bicycle, for counterflow bicycle. And we draw also the one-way direction on the cycle track with white arrow. And the last thing we do for the routing, the routes for bicycle, that was a little challenge also because we wanted to, there's four levels of routes, so local, regional, national, and international routes, and we wanted to do them all, and it was difficult to find good colors that mix well when you stack them. And it was also difficult to stack them and to be able to still sew the infrastructure under them. And yes, the last thing is a relief. For that, we do two things, shading. Shading is very useful, with really user-friendly, because our brain are made to understand the relief just with a shade. And if you want to be precise, you have the control. Hello? Yeah. We have the counter lines, and you can count the counter lines to understand the elevations. Yeah, we have time. So here is an example to show you the power of cyclo-SM. That is a wood in the west of Paris. And let's say that you live in the south, in Boulogne, and you walk in the north, in Neuilly. Yeah. And you do that commuting with your bicycle, of course. And you like to avoid that main road in the middle of the wood, because, of course, there are a lot of traffic on it. And so, as you can see, there's many roads into that wood, but you don't know which roads are open or closed for traffic. You don't know the surface of that road. So you cannot decide if it is better to go or to take a road on the east, or to take a road on the west, or maybe the road in the middle. But if you switch to cyclo-SM, you can decide. can decide because you see that there are many roads in that wood that are close to traffic, that's the one in the cyan color. And for instance, if you wanted to go the middle road, yeah, that one, you can see, it's not very clear on that projector, but you can see it is rounded with a dashed line, so it means that the ground, the surface is maybe gravel, but the road on the west has a good surface that you can take up to the north. Yeah, that way.
Okay, so we render also quite new elements that, to our knowledge, are not rendered yet in other styles. With the idea, well, it's kind of a joke, the render to tag. So the idea that these elements might already be added in OSM database, but then they are like often not maintained because they are not rendered, so people don't see them. So you have to go to the editor and like check for them explicitly in order to see them, and well, you have to be aware of them. So to render them, well, try to improve their usage. So we render bicycle boxes, we render traffic calming infrastructure as well. We make the distinction between bicycle parking and a secured one, which is supervised. And for the elevators and the stairs, we take into account bicycle-friendly tags to render them either in gray or blue, depending if they are bicycle-friendly or not. And our next goal is to render the give a traffic light sign, which is a French regulation that bike can pass at the red light with a giveaway restriction. And well, this is represented by a quite complicated scheme with a relation, and often it's not added or it's incomplete in French data. So we would like to render it first for cyclists to see it, and then also for users to add it in a visual way. For the next steps, this is well still to be considered a beta. This is the first beta version, let's say. So in the upcoming months, we plan to do quite a lot of adjustments and open tickets. So all of this is on our GitHub repo. We also plan to work on the rendering, on the performance of the style. So far it's working, but this can be like greatly improved. And we also need quite a few contributions on design, be it icons or style or like colors, palette. So yeah, we are taking contributions on this. Very soon we plan to have the relief for the full planet. So far the version online we'll show afterwards does not have this data. We also plan to work on the key of the map, and to ease the contributing workflow, we'd like to have this idea of generating the key automatically from a tiny fake OSM world to be sure that the key displayed is always in sync with render code. And we plan also to try to have a light version without, with reduced number of POIs and without cycle routes. And this one would be usable as a base map for custom maps or for print. So our big announcement today is that we have, so our style is available worldwide, and it's live updated. So this is done thanks to servers provided by the French local chapter. So many thanks to them. So this is available at www.cycleosm.org. The style is available at GitHub. So all the code is open source and well, free software available at GitHub if you want to have a look and contribute. We also propose to have a breakout session tomorrow at 10:30 in room Mathematica B to talk about bicycle in OSM and about the ecosystem around bicycle in OpenStreetMap with tools and well, from a tools and tagging perspective. And here are our our contacts if you want to get in touch about this. And so thanks for attention, and we welcome questions.
So does anyone have question?
So which technique are you using behind? Is it Cartro and OSM to PGSQL or something else?
You mean for the style, for coding the style? So, well, this is, so currently this is, well, living on OSMFR servers. So there is one regular import into a PostgreSQL database. And then we use Carto CSS style to, well, it's just Carto CSS, just the same as the OSM.org style, the standard one. And so it's the same technique.
Okay, so this is a drop-in replacement for standard Carto style, right?
So it works exactly the same as OSM.org, yeah. But it's not meant to replace it because OSM.org is like way larger than just cycling.
Another question?
Thank you. Firstly, have you actually obtained the trademark for the use of the OSM, or have you obtained permission to use OSM within the domain name? Because I believe that's not normally permitted. My main question was, it seems to me what you've created is a map of cycle infrastructure, and that's not necessarily what a cyclist always uses. I'm looking at my hometown of Cambridge, for example, and some of the sort of key routes that you have as a sort of cyclist in terms of how you're sort of navigating through the city, you don't really get that sense coming out because there's lots of cycle infrastructure which is sort of very heavily shown, but some of the very heavily used routes that don't have cycle infrastructure, which do get used more, are less shown. So I wonder what was your sort of thinking in terms of the compromise there between the sort of visualization of a city versus the actual infrastructure that exists.
Are you talking about the problem that a good road for cycling is a road without cars, mostly? Are you talking about that, or...?
Not necessarily. I mean, I think there's many parts of the world, for example, like where I live in Cambridge, where you have routes that really have no cycle infrastructure at all, but are still mm-hmm. very heavily used. And infrastructure really isn't very well joined up. And I think that's a very different thing to the likes of, say, Amsterdam, maybe Paris to more extent, where you do actually have long stretches of a properly connected network. In places like Cambridge or many parts of the UK, infrastructure is very spotty. And so okay. what you see is a map that sort of shows that infrastructure, but doesn't really give you a sense of actually the sort of, if you like, the layout of the city, which is actually more how a cyclist tends to sort of navigate in the UK. Mm-hmm. Sorry, it's a bit complicated, but I'm okay. A routing specialist. So.
But the problem, you cannot render something that doesn't exist. That's you cannot wonder a cycling network where there's no cycling network. The only thing I wanted to have is that I would love to have the traffic of roads and to render them on the map, because like I said, a good road for cycling is a road without traffic. So, but we don't have that data in OpenStreetMap. So we only take the max speed, which is a bad replacement, because in Paris we can have lots of there is a lot of streets with only 30 kilometers max speed, but there are a lot of traffic in them. It's not pleasant at all to go cycle them. I think there's no simple solution to your problem.
We have time for our last question.
Thank you very much for your talk. Is it possible already for end users to click together their own GPS track for cycling on the basis of your map? Because that would be really interesting for when I want to go road cycling and I have, I don't know, the race bike with me and I want to avoid gravel or anything.
So we are aiming at providing a map. So if you go to cycleosm.org, you have the map, you have the view of the map. Then we are not looking particularly into building an ecosystem with applications and so on with it. But the tiles are subject to fair use policy, but reusable. So you can just use the tiles in whatever application you are using. So for instance, if you are using Osmond on your Android device, you can tell him to load the tiles online, and you will have like all the power of Osmond plus the tiles from CycleOSM. If you are using BRouter, for instance, you can also customize the tiles and load custom tiles. So yeah, you can. It's just about the map. It's not about like the ecosystem.
Thanks a lot, guys.